Coming up next on The Voice of Alabama Politics, more crazies, also talkers versus doers, and the Cannabis Commission. What are they thinking?
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
That's just it. They aren't thinking. It's like a big old car wreck. All this and much, much more coming up next on The V. Welcome to The Voice of Alabama Politics, where we tackle the tough issues so you have the hard facts. I'm your host, Bill Britt, and as always, I'm joined by Susan Britt, research guru extraordinaire, and Josh Moon, investigative reporter and columnist at APR.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hey, Josh, you know, we just keep going on and on about the political news, but there are... The biggest news of the year is Saban retiring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. That's it.
And we're done.
Yeah. We should just do the whole show on Saban retiring.
That's it.
A lot of people did yesterday on the local newscast, like 2 hours
back. I mean, Susan, we haven't seen this since Bear Bryant retired.
No, we haven't.
Listen, he's a great football coach.
Done a great job.
He's done a really great job.
There are a lot of lessons I think that you could take from Nick Saban and from the Alabama football program itself, and in terms of you get into something with get out of something what you put into it, and the funding and the way that it's so curious, these kids that come from impoverished backgrounds that can run a 4.440, somehow or another we find the resources to make sure that they can become not only great students but productive citizens in life and educate them and bring them out of poverty. And it's amazing how that happens when you put the resources and the people in those kids' lives. What happens
to right, well, here's cheers to Coach Saban.
That's right.
All right. On the other side of the life, there's the Cannabis Commission, who we've now concluded is basically an organization just this side of Tony Soprano.
Maybe Nick Saban could run over there real quick.
Put some sense over there anyway.
Yeah, since he's got some time on his hands now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Really. I mean, that they've tried to stop the depositions. They have done everything, Susan, they could, the Cannabis Commission, lawyers, to stop us from finding out what's really going on.
If they don't have anything to hide, why are they fighting so hard to stop these depositions? Yeah. It makes no sense.
I mean, Josh, if you have nothing to hide, only criminals try to hide stuff.
Yeah, all through this, the problem that they have is... the process has been so flawed and screwed up that even the average person looks at it and says, that doesn't seem right. And so then when you take that before a judge says, well, you haven't followed this law and this law and this law that you were required to follow. So we would like to, they're perfectly within their rights. These companies who were denied licenses are perfectly within their rights to ask why.
Yeah.
Because you haven't explained it to anybody. You've done things behind closed doors. You've tried to hold secret meetings. You've tried to do it by secret ballot. And there's been no explanation for why certain companies have fallen short of a license and why other companies have succeeded in that.
Yeah. And, I was talking to someone a couple of days ago, and they were talking about how Alabama always will probably never get a cannabis license because they have held the Cannabis Commission to the law.
Yeah, they have.
Now, you shouldn't be punished for making them follow the law. I mean, this is the only company I know that has followed the letter of the law. And I'm not hawking for them, but they have a building. They had their bond. Right. They had their money. Yeah. They had everything in place. The only thing is they dared say, you're not doing it right.
They followed the law, unlike this commission. They followed the law to the letter of the law and did exactly what they were supposed to do. Yep. And then the commission completely ignored that. And there's room in here, even though there's not room in the law, there's room in here for the commission to go, ah, we don't like you.
Well, Josh, you'll love this. One of the top guys on the commission was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and they said, well, how do you think these depositions are going to go? He said, I don't know. We'll find out.
We will. And I hate to single out Alabama always because they were just at the top of the lawsuits that were there. Because there were others that have been involved in both the lawsuits and in having quality facilities. You know, the folks at Edocity, INSA. You know, I mean, there are some others that we could name as well that have been there. And the problem is, what's crazy? I mean, just think about this. Nobody has explained why somebody got a license and why somebody didn't.
Right.
We can't tell you why. What set this company apart from this other company? We don't know. We have no idea.
And in this last ruling that they made where they awarded the license or whatever they call it, you know, they disqualified everybody else, which made me really suspicious right there.
I mean, come on. When ASU doesn't qualify as a minority.
Or, you know, that they've been in the state in operation for 180 years.
Yeah, and it's, you know, but what bothers me about that is it seemed as though ASU, which was Hornet Medicinals, and if you look for their application and stuff, they had this plan to use their facilities to educate students, to bring them into this industry, to create this whole program on campus to do these things. Well, I thought that was a fantastic way to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not running to anybody who said otherwise.
Right.
Including the commissioners. Right. And nobody has explained, oh, well, we can't do it that way because of X.
Yeah.
You know, why are they not ranked highly? Why is this plan not valued when we're putting so much money back into the local communities through
this because program? The way they score it, you can have four commissioners say yay and give them a number one, and you can have a commissioner, and I know who it is, that gives them a 33, and they're gone.
It smells political.
Yes, it does.
It
smells bad, and whenever you have these processes where somebody, that's what a public process is made for, is so people know what the parameters were that you were using, and whether or not you followed them and how you made your decisions. We don't have to agree with your decision, but you should at least come out in front of everybody and say, here's why I did this.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we get these depositions done, then we're going to find out. But before we head out, I want to give a shout out to the Port of Mobile, the second fastest growing port in the United States, according to an extensive survey by Forbes. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Should go not only to the folks that run it, but to Richard Shelby, who made sure the port has gotten the money it needed, and Katie Britt and Governor Kay Ivey are following through to make sure the port is stable and growing.
Yes.
Great place, right?
No, yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a, you know, if you're going to have success, and especially in the automotive industries and other places, you need a port. You need a solid port to come in, you know, so you can get the supplies and the things in that way. And what he did, the money that he was able to get there, and the work that was done on that port turned it into what we have today.
Yeah,
and they've still got the $1 billion where they're going in and deepening and widening and the work, I believe, is in work right now, so we can get bigger vessels hauling bigger cargo in and out of Mobile.
Well, that's the idea. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
It's time. Time we had someone in Congress fighting for us. As Democratic leader in the State House, Anthony Daniels helped steer millions of dollars into our district, fighting to raise wages, invest in our infrastructure, and create good jobs. Now he's passed a new law, removing state taxes on overtime pay, putting more money in our pockets. It's time for Anthony Daniels for Congress. One of us for all of us.
I'm Anthony Daniels, and I approve this message.
Your home is your most valuable asset, but what if someone tried to steal it from you? Property fraud is one of the fastest growing areas of fraud in the country today.
As a district attorney, I've seen firsthand the devastating effects of property fraud. That's why I'm proud to support the Montgomery County Probate Court's REACT program.
REACT is designed to protect your property and to give you peace of mind. By signing up, you'll receive an email notification if a document is filed against your property.
This program is a game changer. It has the potential to prevent fraud and protect countless homeowners throughout Montgomery County.
So don't wait. Sign up for REACT today and protect your home.
Protect your home with REACT. Sign up today.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You know, I had planned on kind of staying out of the fray when it came to this first congressional district race. Mm-hmm. You've got Jerry Carl, Republican, mm-hmm. conservative. He is current congressman from that district. Barry Moore, who was in the second congressional district, was drawn out of his district. He now lives in District 1. Mm-hmm. He's decided to challenge Jerry Carl for this seat because I think he doesn't have any other future prospects, is my opinion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I planned on staying out of this, but a PAC that obviously is not for Mr. Moore released a website and a video and some news stories mm-hmm. that show his past in politics. And Josh, mm-hmm. lo and behold, they quoted me, my stories, about 8 times.
Because 8 out of 11, actually.
We've written on him so much mm-hmm. between 2011 and 2015 when he was indicted.
What, was something happening around that time?
Yeah, well, you know, Mike Hubbard was being investigated. He and Mike Hubbard, big
deal. Whatever happened to Mike?
He went to prison. Barry Moore was charged with lying to a grand jury. He got off of those charges, I think primarily because the two guys that made accusations against him were more despicable than Barry, but that court of law found him not guilty.
Yep.
But there is nothing that's not factual in these things, but one of the propaganda machines out there said, oh, well, it was written by Bill Britt. Whoa, it must be liberals.
That far left side. Far left.
You know.
The far left. Yeah, well, you know, listen, as we've long said, facts do have a liberal bias.
Yes,
well, and that's,
truth,
you know,
does do.
Truth and fact does have a liberal bias.
I mean, it was simple things like the fact that when Moore got elected in 2010, mm-hmm. he had never done business with the state. Susan, you helped me with this report.
Yeah.
Right after he got elected, he got a contract for $27,000 mm-hmm. and change with the state. Mm-hmm. Then he got another one, right, Susan?
With the Department of Environmental... Department of Environmental Management. He runs a garbage company.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, and he got another one right after that. And he got minority status because his wife is Native American. She's the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Native American I've ever seen.
And it's not just the 27. There's 25,800 he got from ADEM. There's another two or three payments of 11,262. Totaling $64,000. Never mind the fact that Enterprise Electronics Corporation.
This is my favorite one.
This is my favorite one. When they were coming in to buy, you know, get involved in that. They paid $200,000 above market value for his house.
Josh, a company came in, purchased his home for $200,000 more than it was worth, mm-hmm. and they were going to use it to house their executives.
Wait a minute, but they didn't get like a contract later or anything, did they?
I don't know. It's been so long ago, I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure something good happened for them.
Well, you know, what bothers me, Eliza, this bothers me, but what bothers me even more is the fact that some of this stuff is not all that uncommon in government.
No, you know? It's not.
And the way that people do business now and the way that contracts are, you know, sent out to guys that are in these positions, and all of a sudden there's nothing illegal, but you know, it's right on that line.
Speaking of the state of Alabama had awarded AEC $2 million in state funds to do these investments in a brand new facility in Enterprise. So that was part
that
of
was
the state
okay.
money.
That's where the state money went to. Okay. And I'm not saying that Barry Moore has ever done anything illegal.
No.
I don't know that he has, but this is somebody who knows how to take advantage. Excuse me, by the system.
That's it. And so, you know, it makes you wonder.
It does.
It always makes
it
you
does.
Wonder.
Yeah. It also makes me wonder why Jerry Carl was out last week visiting what used to be Fort Rucker. What's the name of it now?
It's Novacell.
Novacell.
Yeah.
He was there for 2 days seeing how the National Defense Authorization Act was affecting that base, which is in the 1st Congressional District, and how they could get them more money.
Yeah.
This was what he was doing. Now, everyone in the Alabama congressional delegation, both Senate and House, voted for the NDAA, except for Barry Moore.
Who I would bet never has even visited Fort Rucker or the Fort Novacell.
Surely.
But, I mean, we're talking
about... Just as surely as visiting a brothel in Bangkok.
Right.
I mean, you know, this
They got $60 million to improve their barracks. I mean,
Is it something you do? I didn't know. But listen.
If you're in the military.
Right. The barracks, the barracks improvement stuff is very important. Yeah. I hear from a lot of those guys over there. And I've done a couple of stories about housing on bases. And, and I know this is a little bit different than the housing for the, you know, for the military families.
Right.
But we're talking about barracks. And those things have been dilapidated for a long time as well. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of problems on many of our military bases around the state and around the country with housing that have been let go somehow or another, despite all the money we spend on defense. We've somehow left the housing and the places where these folks live go to absolute pot over here. So it's really nice to see that this got done. I believe it was Democrats that made sure it happened, but it was, you know, well, that, but that's how we,
compromise bill.
Yes, it was.
And Barry Moore did not want to compromise, and that's where he voted against it. He and a handful of far right-wing individuals voted against the military, which always seems crazy.
He needs to understand, you can't get anything done without compromise. That's the way our system works, and it works that way on purpose.
Well, the House has the most conservative speaker that it's had in the modern history. Mm-hmm. And they're still complaining about this.
They're still about to oust him.
Yeah.
And they probably will.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's new thing.
People, they're insane. And that's all you need to know. They are insane. They are behaving like children because that's the way they have lived their entire lives.
And I think the problem is these are people that are not used to winning fair and square.
Thank you.
They're used to having the playing field tilted in their favor. Yeah. They got awarded for showing up instead of having to compete in life.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is why diversity, the DEI, the diversity, equality, and all that is such a threat to them.
Yeah.
Because nothing is a bigger threat to average white people than equality.
Well,
because they have to actually show up and compete.
Yeah. And that's really what the American dream is based on. That's what the founding of this country. Everyone should be created equal and have a shot.
That's right.
There you go. All right. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
Today, Montgomery is a safer city. It's time to shift the narrative and take control of our future. We're reopening community centers, remediating blight, and revitalizing neighborhoods across the city. And we're unleashing new opportunities. Over the past year, companies have invested a record-setting $2 billion in Montgomery and created 2,000 jobs. This is a new Montgomery. And together, we're reimagining the possibilities.
As a paramedic, you wouldn't believe the things that we've seen.
I've seen all types of horrible things.
I mean, we're there basically picking up the pieces from your worst day.
Everyone is just driving and not paying attention.
We all have the same goal. All of us want to go home alive and safe and harm nobody else in the process.
Slow down. Be careful. Care about the other people on the road. Don't be the reason that someone else doesn't go home tonight.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. As we've talked about during this show and previous shows, racism still affects how we all live in the United States of America. And it's because of the original sin of slavery And we have not resolved the many issues that have arisen from slavery, even though it's supposed to be over, and it is over. But the wounds of history still live with us. And Ed Oliver wants to whitewash those wounds and to, in the process, make them work. House of Representatives, state guy, Ed Oliver, he wants to
Well, it may be in younger years.
But he wants to pass a law that says you can't teach divisive concepts in schools. And what he means by that is Black history, basically, Josh. Yeah. He doesn't want us talking about the fact that white slave owners raped women, coerced women, beat women, had children with women, and called them a productive labor force when they had white children. They don't want to bring up that uncomfortable part of history that we still live with that legacy today.
Well, what they like is to say, well, slavery ended 200 years ago. What are you talking about? You know, and we forget, you know, the all the things that came along after that. That's what they really don't want to teach. Is they don't want to teach all of these things that occurred. You know, my grandparents were alive when some of the worst atrocities occurred. Through Jim Crow and the voting rights efforts and struggles and the things, you know, that honestly that have happened in the last few years in this country. But you know, it's always depressing to see the willingness of so many people to be misled down this road. And I guess it's easy to say these things because everybody wants to feel as though they have accomplished something in their life. They have overcome some barriers of things. And, you know, I'll say to people a lot of times, well, you know, did you not work hard for what you have? Oh, hell yeah, I've worked hard, you know. And it's inevitably the response. I said, well, imagine if you did that hard work and then there was still another barrier or two put in your place. Right. And that's what we're teaching in this is why there is so much poverty within the Black community. Why these things have happened? Why the prisons and things that we've put in place are filled with Black people? It's not because Black people, because of the color of their skin, are more apt to commit crime. That's not a thing.
No. And the reason I brought up the thing about the women, Susan, you know why this is, because we heard Condoleezza Rice speak the other day, and she was talking about that she found out genetically that she has there was a white slave owner in her ancestry who impregnated one of her great grandmothers.
Right.
And she said to effect, this is a part of our legacy that we have refused to deal with or even to acknowledge in the United States. And that's why I've been sort of cranked up on that. And we watched this genealogy show where John Lewis, great great grandfather, got to vote. But
for 10 years.
10 years.
After Reconstruction.
Until Jim Crow came around. And then it was another 100 years before
Blacks got voted again. And he didn't even know that. John Lewis didn't know that. And then John Lewis was actually, you know, one of the ones that got the vote. His grandparents couldn't vote. His parents couldn't vote. You know, but John Lewis made it happen. And he didn't even know that his grandfather or great-grandfather had been able to vote. Now, I will say this, too. What they're trying to do is sweep all this under the rug. When getting it out in the open and exposing it and discussing it and seeing how we can move forward in a better path would be the way to go.
That
but
help.
They don't want to do
no, they,
that.
They don't
they
want to
sweep it under the rug, pretend like it never happened, and let the festering wound grow.
Well, there's so many people who, like Ed Oliver, who don't have any business being in politics or leadership or things because they don't have any real ideas. And so they rely on these sort of divisive things to do this sort of thing. You know, I wrote a story a couple of years back about a lady whose father was killed by the KKK in Alabama. Was forced to jump off. Pretty famous guy. Was forced to jump off a bridge, and there was a class at the University of Alabama that did a podcast. There was a podcast class, and they did this whole class about this guy and her. And they brought her in, you know, and talked to her and interviewed her and stuff. After the class was over, some of the kids in that class wrote her letters and said, you know, this has changed the way that I think about things. This has changed the way that I view Black people around me. And that's what they don't want.
Yeah.
They don't want that understanding to happen among people so people will stop the clawing at one another.
Right. Well, when I saw the anguish and anger on Condoleezza Rice's face when she was talking about that part of our history, it really moved me tremendously. Because the thing is, CRT that they want to ban is a way of systematically looking at how our racist laws have kept people down.
Yes. Right.
It's not only just racist laws, it's the same laws will keep poor people down. Mm-hmm. They're the same kind of restrictive laws that hurt folks.
Yeah.
Right. And in that same series, we also learned that most high school students are not taught that Jefferson and Washington and all those owned slaves.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
It went into classrooms. They had no idea. Yeah. So, I mean, it's even down to that granular
it
level.
It doesn't change the fact that they did great things, that they did horrible
no.
things.
No, no. It's, well, that's what... It's such a, for a lot of people, and I'm not going to call out certain groups, but for a lot of people, nuance is lost on them.
Yeah.
All right. It has to be black or white. You have to be good or evil. You have to be, you know, there's no nuance in there. You can't be a person who did great things and also bad things.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch of that. Matter of fact, they're pretty much everybody
yeah.
is that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's
it's
just
being
the,
human.
Yeah. That's the way life is. And if you can't forgive somebody some of those sins and then also acknowledge some of their accomplishments, then, you know, maybe you shouldn't be in the business
yeah.
of, you know, politicking with
yeah.
people. But, you know, you're right that this thing has gotten to the point where if we don't change something, and start talking about what happened, we're going to just continue. Yeah.
And history repeats itself.
We've got less than a minute. Tomorrow, the nation celebrates Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. Day.
Mm-hmm.
And in Alabama, we will remember him right alongside Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
Tell me that there's something right about that.
No, there's not. He's a traitor to the country. And a slave owner and one who fought to continue the tradition of owning slaves and was a pretty cruel individual in his own right.
Well, my problem with it is they moved Robert Lee's birthday to Martin Luther King's deliberately to try to knock it down.
It is a slap in the face
of course it is.
Of every black person in the state of Alabama,
mm-hmm.
and there is no reason to keep the legacy of Robert E. Lee alive.
Nope.
You've been watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You watch us because we watch them.